ThePodcastHome.com. Welcome, I'm your host Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is March 28, 2012. This is episode 68 of the To-Do List Home Podcast Videocast. Energy Efficient Home for Dummies Book Review. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Born This Way by Lady Gaga. Yes, that's right, you heard it, Lady Gaga. If you don't like to dance, I don't care. Recorded on Born This Way from 2011. Watch and have a listen at the links that can be found in the show notes. Todolisthome.com is your stop for home and life projects. We save you money and time. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. It's not a lot, it just seems like a lot. Links to all these sites can be found at todolisthome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do list, and we want you to share your to-do list ideas with us. Today, I introduce you to Energy Efficient Home for Dummies. Yes, this is probably, the third dummy book that I'm reviewing, but that's okay. It's an easy-to-read book, and it can save you time and money, and I don't care about the title. This book was written by Rick DeGunther. Being efficient means getting the most production with the least amount of effort and waste. For most people, home is where the heart is, and it's also the biggest consumer of your wealth. Homes are expensive, and it's imperative to get the most for your money when purchasing and living.
To do so means that steps must be taken to ensure your home is an efficient consumer of the resources that make it what it is.
A home consumes all aspects of efficiency. It consumes energy, finances, and labor while making pollution. With these four parts of the efficiency wheel taken into consideration, it's important to work towards having a home that consumes less and produces less pollution. It's not just the right thing to do, but the only way to prepare for a more expensive future with less resources is to start now. Energy Efficient Homes for Dummies lets you do just that. The journey towards making a home more efficient is typically a long one, but it is one filled with new and measurable knowledge, as well as the rekindled spirit of independence, which is the natural state of us humans. With Energy Efficient Homes for Dummies, I learned how to conduct my own home energy audit. Understanding the details of a good and reliable audit depends on the right type of data collection. It took some time, but I was able to gather information on all of our energy and water use and plug the numbers into a few formulas to calculate where waste could be eliminated. With the numbers in hand, I was able to systematically inspect my home from top to bottom and all places in between.
These inspections focused on searching out moisture, air leaks, water leaks, and unused plugged-in items.
The list of problems is not long, but left unaddressed for a long time could lead to higher energy and water bills and home problems later on. What I really liked about the book was how it described the steps necessary to fix the audit findings without spending too much time or money. I found the part on water usage especially helpful to diagnosing and repairing water leaks. One of these fixes I put in episode 67 at todolisthome.com. Save water and money with easy leaky toilet fix.
I also found validation for having a dishwasher from this book.
Chapter 11 covers how to get the most out of your appliances and what to consider when purchasing new ones. Did you know appliances consume about 40% of the energy bill in your home, and it's important to do what you can to keep that under control? Your hot water heater alone eats half of that, and Chapter 16 is dedicated to introducing the reader to useful ideas and considerations for using solar power to dial back costs on hot water as well as other uses. This book is an important resource for any homeowner who wants to influence their future.
With the knowledge this book will impart over time, people can make their homes smarter consumers and even learn to turn them into producers. People who are concerned about the impact that their consumption has on their local and global communities will take pride in practicing some of the techniques proffered
more
in this
importantly,
book. Anyone who wants more independence and control of their lives over their finances will benefit from the ways in which this book motivates the reader to take action and empowers them to do so confidently. Once you get the hang of doing some of these things, especially the home energy and efficiency audit, you will want to share your knowledge and skills with friends, family, and neighbors. Once you understand home energy efficiency, you can become more responsible in your communities and make it more productive too. The book is available for $16, and you can find a link to it at the todolisthome.com website. I hope you found this review interesting and useful, and I thank you for watching. That's it for today. Now go and do something useful.